from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from James Washington, age 33 at the time of this interview.
I grew up in Carnegie, Pennsylvania, and moved to McDonald. Yeah, my childhood was good. Two brothers, sister, all older, so I'm the youngest. My family is very tight-knit, still to this day. Family is first. My oldest brother, I'm very close with him. He's a ex-Marine, so he just pushed me and kept pushing me. My other brother, Gene, avid hunter, fisher. I picked that up from him. My sister, Sarah, is a minister. My mom and dad lived in Bridgeville, and my grandparents lived in Carnegie. And I would stay with my grandparents more than my mom and dad because both parents worked. So, I mean, like, my grandmother wouldn't really allow none of us to go outside of her yard. That's maybe why I was so bad, because, like, I lived a sheltered childhood until I was about 11. So, you know, once the fence was open, like, everything was new. Went to prison for 5 years for selling, manufacturing, possession with intent to deliver heroin, marijuana, and cocaine. If I could do it all over again, would I do it again? No, I wouldn't. I mean, 5 years of my life. My youngest son, I wasn't there for his whole life. So, I mean, it pretty much ruined the relationship between me and my youngest son. But, I mean, I'm here today building with him. So, I mean, you know, you got to learn from your struggles and your mistakes. It was very eye-opening when you're 90 miles away from home. And then when they ship you all the way across the country and you're 5 years away from your mom and dad, your sister, your brothers, your kids. And, I mean, seeing some of the stuff you see, you know, you have conversations with people who are never coming home. And being blessed with the opportunity to come home, you know, you're not going to waste the second opportunity. It was tough. I mean, everybody's struggles are different. My family was there to support me. I'm probably more now involved with my community because of my kids. I want them to be raised and have opportunities that I didn't have. My youngest son, James Jr., he's 6, and then I have Andre and Anthony, and they are 12. I like McKees Rocks. Very friendly area. We lived here for about 3 years now. It's very friendly. It's quiet. I actually had a lot of family in McKees Rocks before I moved here, so I kind of look towards putting myself back in the pyramid of, like, my support system. My family would be near me, so if I have a problem arise, I can turn to my family. Owned a landscaping business for 10 years. Then I owned a stripping and waxing of floors for about 5 years. Now I'm a head saute cook at Jerome Bettis Restaurant. I actually didn't attend college. I went to a trade school for auto body mechanics, and then I also went for masonry. Underwater welding would be my dream job. You drive by these places and you see bridges. Like my dad, he worked for Mule Lock and Coppers. You know, a lot of these bridges in Pittsburgh, we drive by and my dad says, I did that bridge. You know, I want to be able to say that to one of my kids. Like, I did that bridge. I like math because everything in life is a mathematical principle. And if you apply it, you always have the solution. Math has definitely helped me because, I mean, I use math every day cooking. Welding, you use math. You use math every day without thinking about using math. For an example, like cooking takes a certain amount of every ingredient to make that dish. If you use too much salt, the client's not going to like it. I look at life as like a mathematical problem. If I can find out X, I'm going to have the answer.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Gildas Kojo, Anthony Clifford, and Zach Milton. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.